This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Matt Forman will join us, Guardians assistant general manager and executive vice president. But right now, you hear the music. It's time we go around the AFC North. That's right. We go to Baltimore. We go to Pittsburgh. We go to Cincinnati. And our first stop is in Baltimore. Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. At Ken Wyman Sport on Twitter, where, Ken, I said that Lamar Jackson is a top 10 quarterback. And so many people go, Ken, you're wrong and you're stupid. And I said, okay, find out. Lamar Jackson was like, I see all those tweets, and I'm taking it personally, and he's been great, and the Ravens are 2-1. Is there a chance that the Ravens could sign him during the season, or is this a done deal? Is he going to get himself a big, fat contract during the offseason now?
I don't know if he gets one during the offseason because the owner seemed to say that this was always headed to a franchise tag. But here's the problem. They've been trying to get him signed to a deal, but the price keeps going up because he's playing so well. And he's insisted on having a deal like Deshaun Watson. He wants his deal fully guaranteed. Now, if the Ravens won't do it and he keeps playing like this and he stays healthy, maybe it's franchise tag, and then the deal, sort of like Dak Prescott or Kirk Cousins, but he's going to get his bag at some point.
You've looked at the way that he has played, the advanced numbers are on his side. I mean, if the season were to end today, three games, he'd be the MVP most likely. Is he getting better? Are you seeing a difference in the way he plays?
Yeah, the crazy thing we've been talking about on our show, he was the unanimous MVP in 2019. He's better than he was in 2019. He's throwing the ball better. He's making better decisions. That stuff last year after the Miami game. He can't do anything against the zero blitz. Well, he destroyed the zero blitz against Miami. The problem is the defense stinks. The Ravens defense, that is. But Lamar's the reason why they're 2-1 and why they if they could get a stop against the Dolphins, they'd be 3-0.
Why has the Ravens defense been so terrible so far?
Well, they have no pass rush. And their linebackers stink. And Kyle Hamilton was out of position in the Miami game twice, which cost him two touchdowns to Tyreek Hill. So between the lack of pass rush, the lack of linebackers, and miscommunication on the back end, they're having trouble. And some of it's roster construction, guys. They came into the year with two outside linebackers. It's Odafe Owe and Justin Houston, and now Houston has a groin issue, so he may not play Sunday. Owe, who they drafted in the first round last year, has not even sniffed a quarterback in 3 weeks. So some of this is roster construction. Patrick Queen, the first-round pick 3 years ago, he played well against the Jets week one. He's been bad the next 2 weeks. I think they lack talent on the defensive side of the football.
All right, J.K. Dobbins was back. Not much in terms of, you know, any big gains or anything like that. But are you expecting big things out of Dobbins down the road?
It's going to take time, but I'll say this. I think most Ravens fans, really, I'll speak for them. I was done with Mike Davis running into the line for a zero or a loss of one every time. And J.K. Dobbins, while it was limited, gained yards every time he got the ball. And I'll take four, keep staying ahead of the change, you know, 4 yards on first down. And I think they also got Justice Hill going a little bit, which he's a guy that his rookie year, he flashed, and then they drafted Dobbins, and he kind of receded, and he got hurt a year ago as well. But he's got some wiggle and some speed. They got something between him and Hill, and the line's starting to play a little better, though. I think this is the week Ronnie Stanley's got to come back with Makari getting hurt. They played Daniel Falele, who's a right tackle project at left tackle last Sunday. And in the first half, he was awful. In the second half, he got some help and was okay. But if Stanley's ever going to come back, it's going to be this week.
Do you believe that Deshaun Watson is an elite quarterback?
No, I don't. he's a very good quarterback. When the last we saw him play football, which was by the time he plays again, it'll be 2 years ago. He's got to show me something, and it's been a minute.
Ken Wyman, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, at Ken Wyman Sport. They take on the Buffalo Bills on Sunday. We go to Cincinnati, who will be hosting the Miami Dolphins tomorrow night, 8:15, and it's going to be the Manticore uniforms. And Mo Egger, ESPN 1530 in Cincinnati, to talk about the Bengals that got a win on Sunday. And Mo, is everything good again in Cincinnati?
Things are better. I don't know that I would go with good, but they averted disaster. And I think if they win tomorrow night, all things considered, with a big game against Baltimore a week from Sunday, I think folks will be marginally satisfied with where things are. But, you know, all that's going to hinge on whether they can stop the Miami Dolphins tomorrow.
Well, the offensive line, we know we saw the number 2 sacks in a game. He was still under pressure quite a bit. Obviously, a different type of game, the way they controlled it. That offensive line, is there optimism that it can continue to get better?
Yes. You know, I think that the general sense, you know, even during the first 2 weeks, was big picture, this offensive line is going to be okay. So what you were looking for on Sunday was, you know, did they lay a foundation on which they could build? And the answer was yes, they were better. They weren't great. And I think if you were to look at any one major issue from the Jets game, look, obviously, first and foremost, this team needs to keep Joe Burrow upright and healthy. But this team can't run the football right now. And, you know, there's a lot of layers to that. I think their play calling when it comes to the running game is sorely lacking creativity. Joe Mixon is making no one miss. But they're getting destroyed at the point of attack. And so, you know, to me, for as much as we focus on the sacks and all the Joe Burrow hits and all that stuff is obviously very, very important, I think the major issue right now is this line's inability to run block, which is really troubling if you consider the players they brought in historically have been better run blockers than they've been at pass protection.
The Bengals say that they have Eli Apples back in the matchup with Tyreek Hill. Do you?
I think they've got Eli Apples back. I think it's going to be hilarious if Tyreek Hill has a big game and the Dolphins win, because Eli Apple puts a target on his back. NFL players love to laugh at Eli Apple. NFL players love to troll Eli Apple. Eli invites a lot of it himself, but sure, they've got his back, and you would expect them to. But Eli wrote a lot of checks after the AFC Championship game last year. And if you recall, when he didn't have a very good Super Bowl, pretty much half the league laughed at him on social media. And I would imagine you're going to get more of that if things don't go Eli and the Bengals' way tomorrow night.
Right now, I'm looking at the spread. I see it at 4, that Cincinnati tomorrow night is laying 4 to the Dolphins, who are like the talk of the NFL. Does that make you a little nervous?
Yeah, it's a bit hefty. You know, I mean, that number's a bit much for me, just considering this team's offensive issues. And by the way, I mean, I think the part of the Bengals that nobody really is talking about right now that should be focused in on is they're going to be without maybe their second most important defensive player tomorrow night, and DJ Reader, who's not going to play for, you know, 4 to 6 weeks with a knee injury. And, you know, honestly, they have nobody who can replicate what he does, and they have nobody who can occupy the blockers that DJ Reader does. And so from a defensive perspective, on a short week, they've got to figure that out. But just the overall offensive operation, while it was better against the Jets, has just been, I think, a little too inconsistent, a little too untrustworthy for me to want to lay any points right now against a good team. And so, yeah, it does care.
All right, Mo Egger, one quick one to wrap up. We're doing unofficial polling today, unscientific, but I'll ask you, do you feel that Deshaun Watson is an elite quarterback?
No, but that's not a knock on Deshaun.
That's two no's so far.
It's a semantics thing. Like, I think the word elite is overused when we talk about quarterbacks. I listened to a show once where, like, a dude listed, like, 14 elite quarterbacks. Well, by definition, you can't have a third of the league be elite. Elite is absolute upper crust, best of the best of the best. Deshaun Watson's a very good player. I certainly agree with Ken that the layoff and the amount of time that he's missed has put him in a position where he's going to have to prove himself again. But elite? No, because there can only be a handful at any one time, and Deshaun Watson is not among the handful.
That's Mo Egger, ESPN 1530, and the Ken he's talking about is Ken Wyman of 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore. Ken Wyman Sport on Twitter, who also said that Deshaun Watson is not elite. We go to Chris Muller, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, who joins us right now to speak about the Pittsburgh Steelers and their matchups that they will have coming up. But first, Chris.
Do I have to talk about this sad sack?
Is your season
right
over
now?
Chris? Is your season over already?
If they lose to the Jets and what it looks like Zach Wilson's going to play, which actually is a relief because they can't get to the quarterback and Flacco could just go bombs away if he was in there. But if they lose to the Jets, chances are they're going to be 1-7 hitting their bye week. I don't see a win on the schedule in those next four. Do you? Buffalo, Tampa, Miami, Philly. I see a lot of pain for this team.
Chris Muller with us on the hotline. Did Mike Tomlin, was he able to explain whether reinforcements are coming in his most recent press availability? Does it make you think anything can change here?
No, I mean, I don't think anything can change or will change soon. I think that they are pot committed to this idea that they're going to try to do, I guess, with Trubisky, this incremental improvement, and that their defense won't get, you know, shoved around the field like the Browns offensive line did for the majority of that game, especially the second half. It's just funny, guys, because I watched what Brissett did to them and just the way the Browns carved them up, and I could squint and say that's probably what Mike Tomlin envisioned when he thought about the way this season would unfold. Here's the problem. Brissett's better than Trubisky. They don't have that offensive line. They don't have those running backs. They don't have that offensive line coach. Oh, and by the way, we found out, I think Dave Damashek, who's a big Steelers fan out there, used to work with Bill Simmons, maybe still does, he calls them Jenga pieces, the biggest Jenga piece players in the entire NFL. T.J. Watt for that defense clearly is one, because when you remove him, the whole thing falls apart. So they don't have the horses to run what Mike Tomlin thinks that they do.
I heard Josh Rountree on with you guys talking about Matt Canada. And there's a personal disdain, it seems, that the players have for him. If he is not removed during the season, could that turn into a disdain for Mike Tomlin, the head coach?
I think there will be some festering resentment if they in fact realize, like, if you have guys go quietly. I don't even know who your team leaders are at this point on offense. They've all been there for 5 minutes. But if they go to him quietly and say, hey, man, this guy's plays are not getting it done, and they get ignored, there is going to be some real resentment building for sure. And Matt Canada, let's be honest, he's got an offense that works against guys who are college players who are never going to be in the NFL, takes advantage of guys being undisciplined and not staying in gaps and all that stuff. I mean, I watched it firsthand when he was at Pitt. That's his one great year. And that's it. And the guy has a reputation for being pretty hard to work with. So did Todd Haley when he was here. But say this about Todd Haley. He was a bona fide offensive coordinator in this league. I would kill to have him back calling plays for the Steelers right now. Think about that statement. I would kill to have Todd Haley back calling plays.
After New York, it's Buffalo, Tampa Bay, Miami, Philadelphia. When the hell are you going to Kenny Pickett?
You know, I'm of the belief, I've been talked into this by some other people, because I said, why would you put him up against that Tampa defense that looks like they're just crunching everybody? I mean, they, what, two touchdowns to Rodgers, and then they shut him down. If you think the kid's going to be the man, though, you might as well throw him into the fire. The David Carr getting, you know, beat up, or Tim Couch being on, those two guys are on expansion teams, and then their careers are maybe ruined. I think that gets overused. If you think the guy can give you a spark, you put him in immediately, and you say, screw it, who cares who he's against? But they'll probably wait until after the bye week when they're 1-7 and people are really out there with the pitchforks and the torches.
I got a lot of you, Chris. I want to ask you about Watson here in a second, but I was listening to your midday show, and this was probably Friday on my way home after the Browns. And it sounded like an old recording of one of our shows. Like, Lima, it was like, it was eerie. It was kind of spooky. Like, I don't know who you guys had in with him. Like, there was like a trifecta talking.
You mean
like,
bad chemistry? Show no, that goes nowhere? No, 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 terrible
no, no.
callers?
No.
Bad topics?
But it
shall present itself.
One of the points that was made was like the living in the fear thing, where everything is just fear-based when it comes to Kenny Pickett. You drafted the guy in the first round because you think he's going to make your franchise better, but you're afraid to play him. Like, at some point, yeah, you're going to go out there and you can't just be afraid he's just going to get tattooed, or yep. Why did you even get him in the first place? Like, that is a conversation that needs to be had.
Absolutely. I mean, they didn't intend to play Roethlisberger his rookie year. He was third on the depth chart. Charlie Batch tore up his knee. We know Maddox got hurt. The rest is history. Roethlisberger, mm-hmm. by and large, obviously a better prospect than Pickett. But I agree with, they're doing something in a very outmoded way here. Like, teams don't baby quarterbacks, just like teams don't try to just win with defense and hope, like Mike Tomlin seems to be trying to win. So they're doing everything 20 to 25 years backwards, which when you think about the Steelers actually kind of makes sense.
Chris, 10 seconds. Deshaun Watson, elite or not elite? Go.
Not elite. Closer to top 12 than he is top 5. There are like 3 or 4 elite quarterbacks, if you want to really call it that, in the NFL, and he ain't one of them.
3 pundits from the AFC North. 3 say no. We're going to let that marinate for a bit.
Oh, boy.
Coming up at 9:20, Matt Foreman, Guardians assistant general manager and executive VP. We're going to talk to him.
We need to simplify his title. I think that's the moral of the story.
His title expanded.
Assistant GM of the baseball team here in Cleveland.
Are we going to play him the fact that our trivia contestant did not know who that was?
Don't do that. Coming up next, we're but simple show hosts, carnival barkers, if you will. But what's our responsibility? Ken Carmen, stability. Ken Carmen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.